This is just a hot take that this one client and I had about the weekends and the what is it. I think for a lot of people, it's a form of stress relief when we really think about, okay, I'm going out, there's the social aspect, I wanna unwind, I wanna have fun with my friends. Alcohol releases a lot of inhibitions. A lot of people feel that it's a way for them to de-stress when in fact, the effects that it has on your body, just a reminder, the effects that it has on your body, it does not help you sleep better. So in a lot of ways, you are kind of defeating the purpose with that decision a little bit.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
Hello, hello, Fix listeners. Welcome back to our latest episode of the Fix Podcast, episode 104. I'm your host, Krista Huber, and we've got another solo episode for you guys as we roll into the month of June. And today we are going to talk all things eating on the weekends. Had an awesome client call earlier this week, and we were kind of talking about what our minds do and how we think when it comes to the calendar switching to Friday. And I really just started asking her in a very curious way, trying to have an open-ended conversation and understand from her perspective as somebody who has tried a lot of different strategies to fat loss before, as somebody who has always been in a very restrictive mindset when it comes to trying to lose weight. And I just wanted to know her take on her weekend behavior. It's something it's actually the reason that I got into macronutrients in particular as a method of food tracking and as a method of coaching and a way to lose body fat. I was the person, for those of you who have been around for a little while, you've heard variations of this story before, but I was totally the person who Monday through Thursday, I was like, I'm having my salads, I'm hitting my protein, eating egg whites. And then Friday rolls around, I'd be quote unquote really good until lunch. Then dinner time would happen. I'd go out with friends. That would turn into a bunch of drinks. Might go to a few different bars. Was living in Charlotte when I first discovered macros and was socializing, wanting to make new friends in a new city. And little did I know, because it wasn't like I was tracking any of this. I'm just going off of what I remember and like kind of my typical routine that I had around a lot of those meals in my social life. I was over consuming calories on the weekends because that might have turned into some Saturday brunch, maybe some day drinking, but mostly not feeling super great from the night before. And then that breakfast the next morning or that brunch the next morning would be a little bit on the greasier, high fat content side of things. All for me to then start it over on Monday and say, well, I'm going to be, again, so good. And I'm not a fan of that terminology, but that was how I thought back then during the week, thinking that it gave me flexibility on the weekends. But truth be told, it just kept me stuck, if not feeling like I was working so hard, but not really seeing physically the benefits as somebody who was pushing themselves in the gym, picking up heavy weight, trying to do lots of cardio, and feeling like I did have a healthy lifestyle. Lack of awareness pretty much was the reason why I then quickly, once I did start tracking my food, discover that the weekends and what we like to call inside of the Fitness Fix program, I'd consider myself a weekend warrior, and the weekends were really my Achilles heel. Now, the client I was speaking to about this gave a really great analogy, and being that she's newer to our program, it was cool to hear her perspective on this because it was very honest, number one, and number two, she showed that she's still learning, and that's okay. So here's how this conversation went down. I asked her, she had spent the last weekend, she had gone away, she wanted to unplug from her phone, she decided not to track her food, which is cool, like, that's completely okay, and that's the benefit of food tracking. Does it have to be something that we do all of the time? No, it's a tool. It can be there depending on how we look at it, when we need it, when we want it. The only downside to potentially not tracking is you could be delaying you trying to get to a certain goal. So all this really comes back to what your specific goal is and what you're trying to accomplish in this time. So she mentioned to me that it was over the holiday weekend. She decided she didn't want to track and it was great for her. She felt good, but she did try to really make a concerted effort to eat protein. Gave me fantastic examples of choices she made, such as ordering a side salad at a restaurant while she was away, but then also throwing some chicken on top of it because she realized, I put this on my Instagram stories once, but she realized that would get her a little bit of extra protein on top of the salmon that she was already ordering for dinner. So do we know down to the gram of whether she hit her exact protein goal? No, but what she was able to demonstrate was a whole new thought process and a way of thinking that will carry her through the rest of her life, whether she tracks her food for years, a couple more months, has an on and off relationship to it, however it fits into her life. But when I asked her, you know, more about this idea of what kind of led you to the decision to not track your food, I, again, in just more of a curious way, I posed to her, have you thought about the fact that maybe part of the reason you're choosing not to track your food is because in these travel situations or on the weekend situation, it feels hard because you're going out to eat more. Or maybe it feels hard because you know the likelihood of you actually sticking to the goals that we set forth for you is a little bit lower than when you're home during the week, you're in a little bit more of a rhythm and more of a routine. And the analogy that she gave me was, you know, Friday gets around, I've had a busy week at work, I just kind of want to unplug. And it's almost like, and it's a mindset that she's working on, and I give her a ton of credit for that. And again, give her a ton of credit for her honesty and recognizing that this has been her thought process. If we're keeping with this work analogy, it's almost like the weekends are a snow day. And I know we're in June, so we don't have any snow days anytime soon, but it's almost like when you're a kid in school and you've just been working hard and then you're like, oh, we get a snow day so we can do whatever we want. We can sleep in, we can go outside and play in the snow, whatever. So it's like your chance to just be like, I need to unwind from the week. And a lot of times the choice of unwinding for the week turns into maybe not the absolute best food choices for somebody who desires to lose body fat. But I just thought it was really interesting because I said to her, it's almost like we all feel entitled, and I'm saying this like speaking to myself 100%, because if you tuned into our last episode, I talked about that I had fun, didn't track my food, had a bunch of drinks on Memorial Day weekend, socialized with friends, had a great time. I do this too, but it's like something like flips in our brain when we get to Friday, Saturday, and we're like, this just makes us entitled to eat whatever it is that we want to eat. And sometimes I'll say to clients, hey, the weekend just doesn't give us the right to pretty much eat like an a-hole, because that is what a lot of people do. And if I had to give reasons for why, I think one of the number one reasons, and this is definitely something that this client in particular resonated with, is the fact that we restrict ourselves so much from a Monday through a Thursday perspective because we think it's easier, because we know we're working, we're in this certain routine, that we say to ourselves, like, oh, like certain foods are kind of off limits then. Let's say pizza is the example. I would challenge you, and I think the summertime is actually an easier time to execute on this, to have a pizza on a Tuesday night, on a Wednesday night. And this client actually did that. As we were having this conversation, we were auditing her food tracking entries, and coincidentally, coming off of her trip when she came back from Memorial Day, that Tuesday, or that Monday, I think it was, Monday or Tuesday, she had a pizza. And from an adherence perspective and a consistency perspective with hitting her macros for the day, she completely crushed them. She totally nailed it. And it was a great opportunity for her to take a step back and realize, oh, and she said this out loud to me, it shows me that I'm still learning and I still have a little bit of fear around this idea that like I can have these foods. And therefore, that thought process is what still feels hard for her. It still feels hard to overcome this idea. It's like, oh, wait a second. Like, do I need Krista to give me like a little permission to have this pizza? No. I'm just going to show you what are the potential side effects or outcomes of that choice. What are the best conditions to make that choice in? What other foods should we consider consuming over the course of that day? So the pizza still has its time and its place, because it totally does. It tastes good. It brings us enjoyment. Maybe it's a social thing for you. Maybe you've got like this certain pizza spot that's like your absolute favorite one to go to. And that's, you know, memories that you make with other people in your life, with family members, significant other, whatever, like those purposes are just as valid as the nutritional component of that food. But what was really, really interesting to hear from this client is it's not so much like the mental fatigue of having to sit there, because this is people's biggest complaint when it comes to food tracking. They're like, oh, it takes too long. This is a person who actually said to me, it's not really about that. It's not about the fact that it takes too long. I'm willing to do it during the week. So how is it really going to take that much longer on the weekends? It's not. It's more about getting over that mentality that's just been so ingrained in you for a really long time. So if you're listening to this and you're somebody who's like, yeah, I definitely identify with that mindset of like, I need to eat as little as possible in order to lose body fat. Our brains, it's like they're trying to protect us. It's like we're trying to play a little game with ourselves, so to speak. And in these situations on the weekends, we'll choose not to track our food, but we'll choose to eat the things we want to eat because it's almost like the ignorance is bliss sort of thing that we're pulling. It's like, well, if I don't track it, then it's almost like it didn't happen. And we all know we're adults. We know that that's not true. And you're just kind of kicking the can down the road and avoiding the inevitable. And it does take a lot of time to get over that mindset. You are going to second guess this idea of like, oh, is it okay for me to eat these things? But here's the thing to always fall back on. If you went through periods in your life where you were in that restrictive mode, or maybe you're in that mode right now, like I described that person who myself in like 2017, 2018, this was totally me, where I'd do my thing on the weekends, not worry about it, and then be super, super restrictive during the week. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I was like so looking forward to that because I was so restrictive between Monday or Thursday. And I felt like I created this relationship to food where it was almost like a reward. And that's what this analogy to the snow day, or like, oh, I'm just getting through the end of my week and I want to decompress and I feel like I don't want to put in this work, I think really holds a lot of value and makes a ton of sense. Because if we just, again, like sprinkled in some of those food choices throughout the week, we probably wouldn't be so like wanting them so much once we got to the end of the week. It's almost like they'd lose a little bit of like their attraction or the satisfaction that we get off of them if we make them a little bit of part of our routine. Now, am I saying that you should go out and have pizza every single night? Technically, you could, but we'd then have some other issues maybe with your digestion. I don't know that you'd be the most lean version of yourself. We'd have to really be strategic around our protein options to be able to get that to fit, and then might be missing out on some fiber when it comes to our choices with veggies and fruit. So I could certainly say, yes, it fits your macros, but does that mean that it's going to give you the best results when it comes to that fat loss? Not necessarily, but it's doable. Like if that's a non-negotiable for you, it's totally something you could do. So as a client and I were kind of talking through this, we were then using this conversation to prepare for an upcoming weekend of travel. And I said to her, I know you're traveling this weekend, and I'd love to know, are you planning on tracking your food? And I was like, it's your choice. But again, I'm going to lay out the potential outcomes for you here. We could choose not to track it. We could still be cognizant of protein. We could, as option, that could be option A. Option B, we could only track our protein since we know that that's the one we typically fall behind on when we are having more meals out. C, we could just completely not track it at all. Or the fourth option is we could say to ourselves, I'm going to really try and I'm going to really make the effort to do it. Even let's take that a step further and say, I am going to plan as many meals in advance as I possibly can. And again, none of these are wrong because it's all relevant to whatever goal you are setting for yourself, and more specifically, the timeline for which we're setting that goal. But what we ultimately landed on was one of the reasons that she was avoiding tracking it was because it felt hard. And I thought it was hard because it was more of like, well, I'm out with my friends, it's in the moment. And I get that from clients all the time too. And pro tip, if that's you, communicate with your friends beforehand and just say, hey guys, like, do we want to go to this restaurant? You don't even need to tell them what you're doing. You can just say, hey, like, have we thought about going here? And then you can plan out the decisions that you're going to make by being that person who kind of takes charge for the group if you feel comfortable and you feel like that's the option that you have. If you don't feel comfortable to do that, that's a whole other PSA that maybe you need some new friends in your life. But one of the things she had said to me was like, it feels hard. And then I said to her, aren't you going to have to do this again? We did it. We were traveling this past weekend. You're traveling this weekend. And she even mentioned in like 3 weeks from now, she had a trip coming up. And she said to me, it's for pretty much an entire week. And I don't want to lose a week of logging my intake. And I said, well, let's put that timeline into perspective here. You don't want to lose a week, but you spent last weekend, let's call it 3 days because we had the holiday in there. You had 3 days where you didn't track your food. And now you're traveling again this weekend and you're maybe considering not tracking it because you want that break, because you feel like it's a little bit trickier when you're estimating things and it doesn't feel as accurate. Whatever the reason is, doesn't really matter. So now that's 2 weekends, let's call it 5 to 6 days. That's the same exact amount of time just spread out over the course of 2 weeks. So you're cool with those 2 weekends because in your mind, it only sounds like 2 weekends, right? That's the power of the perspective. But you recognize that you can't, quote unquote, fall off for a whole week straight. Yet mathematically speaking, not hitting our macro targets, not hitting those protocols, it's literally the same amount of time. It's just spread out differently. So that's where these situations compound for a lot of people. And they're like, oh, shoot, it actually is important for me to learn how to do these things. And what's more, as we kind of talked through in our last episode and discussing why this is such a great time of year to look for support, to look for accountability, specifically because we know it's that much harder to maintain results we've gotten or even reach new goals, try to get different outcomes, try to feel different, try to enjoy ourselves this summer. The reason why that's so important is because it's not going away, but it's only going to get easier if you learn to flex that muscle. It's the same thing as going into the gym and starting a new exercise. Let's say you're brand new to weightlifting and you're learning how to squat the first time, or even if you've been doing it for a while, the only way to get stronger and the only way to feel like a certain weight isn't difficult is for you to incrementally increase the reps and increase that weight and try to actually use that weight or try to actually learn how to perfect your form on the squat by continuing to do it, right? You just have to flex that muscle. You just have to continue to actually make the effort to do it because these situations are not going away and avoiding them is not going to be the answer. It is going to be the thing that actually keeps you stuck. So this is just a hot take that this one client and I had about the weekends and the what is it? I think for a lot of people, it's a form of stress relief when we really think about, okay, I'm going out, there's the social aspect, I want to unwind, I want to have fun with my friends. Alcohol releases a lot of inhibitions. A lot of people feel that it's a way for them to de-stress when in fact, the effects that it has on your body, just a reminder, the effects that it has on your body, it does not help you sleep better. So in a lot of ways, you are kind of defeating the purpose with that decision a little bit. But that brings up a really solid point that if you're the person that feels like every single week by the time you get to Friday that you need to decompress, well, why don't we take a couple steps backwards and look at exactly what's going on over the course of your week that has nothing to do with your food choices? What is your job like? What are your relationships like? What are your day-to-day responsibilities like at work? What are your day-to-day responsibilities like outside of work? How do you like to spend your time? Do you even enjoy your job? For a lot of people, that can be a sticking point. Is there something that seems like it doesn't necessarily have to do with your food or nutrition that's frankly having a really big domino effect on you getting to where you want to go when it comes to losing weight, when it comes to putting on muscle, when it comes to feeling like your best self and feeling more confident? And that's one of the reasons why inside of the Fitness Fix programs, both our one-on-one coaching program as well as our group coaching program, we look at and we get to know clients in a way where we understand a lot of what's going on in their lives, everything that's happening with them. We literally ask them on their one-to-one client weekly check-ins. We say, is there anything else you want to let your coach know about this week? And the people who really open up to us and feel safe with us, I'm very honored that we've been able to create this community and this container for people to open up that way. But they're also the ones that get the most results and usually the quickest and just overall really create that lasting permanent change that we want because they are willing to recognize that there are a lot of different factors at play here that then impact the decisions that they're making with their food. So we have to take that holistic approach. And if you are somebody that's just starting to notice this behavior on the weekends, if you, or even maybe you didn't, you've never paid attention to it before, If you need to know where to start, I'm going to give you one tip before I close out this episode. And that's as simple as actually just tracking your food for a weekend. Even if you don't track it during the week, I would recommend tracking it over the week so that you can kind of compare to see exactly what's going on. But if you do it for just one weekend, or even if you did it the minimal amount of time, let's say Thursday, Friday through Sunday, that is going to help you have an understanding of like, well, what are the choices that I'm making on the weekends and how big of an impact is that having on me getting to where I want to go? I see it with client data often where their weight will spike up and down, where you go Monday through Friday, it drops, or maybe stays pretty consistent. All of a sudden by Sunday, it shoots back up. And it's like these little peaks and valleys that when we look at the actual days of the week, it directly coincides with what's happening on the weekend. The increase in drinks, the increase in the amount of times they're going out to eat, or maybe even sometimes a lack of food because they're on the go. They're rushing from one thing to the next. They're sleeping in a little bit later. So maybe their breakfast turns into more of a brunch or lunch, and then they're not hitting their protein for the day. They're running around to kids' sporting events and not necessarily bringing food with them. Then they get home, they're super hungry. There's all these different things that can happen on the weekend because your routine shifts. But there's one thing that you can guarantee. It's gonna happen anyways. And you have a choice to how you're going to show up. So we can look at that as a learning opportunity and think about how we might be able to make those changes so that we can find that balance in between, so that we're not the person who is eating like an a-hole every single weekend and not getting the results that they ultimately desire. So if you never thought about that, start there. Just use it as a way to kind of check yourself a little bit. And if you notice that, hey, I have some work to do, step two, shoot to hit 100 grams of protein every single day, on the weekends in particular, because it's usually the one people struggle with the most. Shoot to hit 100 grams of protein. If you can do that consistently for the next month, I can't guarantee that it's going to totally change the shape of your physique or anything right away, but I can promise you that it will develop the foundation to help you move the needle forward. And it's a really great blueprint to help you navigate the summer. Is just start with protein. It's super important for fat loss. It helps with recovery. It's going to help you stay the fullest, and it's usually the one that we're lacking the most. So give it a go. And if anybody has any other thoughts on this, we would love to hear from you, because I'm sure there are 10 other reasons as to why your food choices might adjust on the weekends. And I'm always, always interested to hear how these episodes resonate with you. If there's anything that we missed, my DMs are always available. You can shoot me a message at the Krista Huber or over at thefix.officialpod. And I would love to get your feedback or maybe even expand on this in another episode. So from wherever you're listening from, as we always say, we hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will catch you guys next time.